Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com. Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It's so typical of you to immediately be like, all right there.
Rich, who has many of nicknames, if you've been with us for all the past 18 plus years we've been working together.
I'll give you an example. I come back from New York and I'm raving about the Broadway show Hamilton. I took the wifey. So for the next month, he's like, all right, Hamilton boy.
Yeah, but I mean,
whatever
every time,
I do,
hold on, every time,
boy.
Every time you got in his car, you know, it's the most hip-hop Rich ever got was Hamilton. Every time you got in his car, he's playing the soundtrack.
Lin-Manuel Miranda's, that guy's badass.
He's singing the songs everywhere. It's like, all right, dude, I get it. You love Hamilton, Hamilton boy.
I dive into things I like.
Yeah, he dives into it and it gets annoying. So now today he comes in super amped up about something. So we call him Solar Boy. Tell us why. Tell the Fox Sports Radio Nation why you're Solar Boy today.
Because I think I'm sold on being Solar Boy. I think this is interesting. Let me start from the beginning. I get a knock on my door.
Need some Johnny Cash music in the background.
And all I'm thinking, Danny G, is who's at my door? As the Sebastian Maniscalco old comedy bit goes, back in the day, someone knocked on your door. You were excited. Like, who's here?
We got company.
We got company.
Come on in.
Now,
Make some Sanka.
Someone knocks on the door, and you're like, who's there? And you get all mad, and you start, like, hiding, like,
hey, get out of here. Beat it. Scram.
Turn the lights off. Hide behind the couch.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing the army crawl, across the living room to hide.
You know, and this isn't what sold me. It was just some, like, college girl who's
solar
like, hey,
boy.
Are you interested in solar? And I'm like, listen, I don't want to waste your time. Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to waste mine, but hey, you tell me. She's like, I could get your LADWP, which is the lighting company out here in Los Angeles. She said, whatever you're paying, we could pretty much guarantee you'll pay less. And I said, well, if what you need, what do you need? She goes, just a copy of the little chart on your LADWP bill. So I was like, all right, if that's all you need, I'm making sure there's no like social security numbers or account numbers. She runs the numbers. Some dude hits me up. He goes, could I come by? And I'm like, you know what? I have a half hour free time. Yeah, sure. This guy shows up. He sits at my kitchen table and gives a little presentation.
Did you feel like a real adult? Because didn't you see your parents do this a lot growing up?
But let me tell you. Can I tell you how skeptical I was? You're going to think this is psycho behavior or brilliant, depending.
Did he have a pirate ship and a bottle? I want that.
Danny, I took a picture of this dude's license plate. I was like, hey, what's your, you on Instagram? Because he was like a younger dude. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be a Bob _. I'm like, all right, cool. I mean, now I'm following this guy. I'm thinking of ways like if something goes weird, I'll get this dude.
If he was a young guy, his name's not Bob. His name's like Gregor's or something.
Tyler.
My name's Connor.
Zane.
my name's Zane. I'm selling solar in the valley.
My name's Connor.
So I hear this guy out, and after everything he lays out, I think I'm doing it. And I said, I don't want solar
don't
panels.
Don't you still feel, even though I hear about all the benefits, one of my best buds,
dude,
sells solar. So I'm not downplaying it, but don't you still have this belief that there's some sort of stigma that there's a ripoff in there somewhere?
That's why.
You're like, but you get the rebate.
But I looked at
it. It eventually pays for itself, you're still thinking, ripoff!
I looked at the numbers. And again, I'll make this brief because we got a lot to get to, but I did the whole, well, out here in LA, I don't even want to give you the numbers. You'll throw up in most places around the country. But I have a lot of square footage in the house. I cranked the AC in the summer. I got the pool. I got
just,
the heater.
Just to let everybody know, it was just footage until Rich got in there. Get it?
Square
footage.
Good one. And I did the math, and it looks like there's no money down. It's like sort of like a payment financing thing.
No money down already sounds like a scam.
I didn't sign anything officially yet. I gave no one any money. But it seems like because I don't have any trees by me, I have a pretty big roof.
You know who else used to say no money down? Carlton Sheets when he was selling classified ads on infomercials late at night.
Did he tell you have a beautiful carbon footprint?
Carlton Sheets who sold real estate. No money down. Scams.
I told this dude. Iowa Sam, hit Spotty's microphone, please. Because I see Spot looks skeptical already.
Well, no. I mean, I've been telling you to get solar the second you bought your house.
Yeah, people swear by it. I told you so.
But you're the greatest guy in the world, so I was going to say that. You just got to give me a chance. Spot, greatest guy in the world.
I mean, just jump right to the facts.
Yes.
The fact that I've been telling you to get solar
but hold
for
on. Everybody
2 years
has
now.
A friend that they really don't listen to.
And it's
and
me.
You're that friend, Spot. And then Rich will hear it from someone else right in front of you.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, you know what it's like? It's like that new ad where TV dad, where Carl Winslow.
Yes.
The dad gives advice and the kid doesn't listen. And then Carl Winslow gives the same exact advice. And they're like, thanks, TV dad.
Danny G or Ramos or Iowa Sam, Elijah. One of you guys could give me a recommendation on a documentary or something. I'll watch it. Spot will tell me. I'm like, yeah, great Spot.
And then Spot will be like, I told you about that.
I told you about it.
Well, Spot. I'm glad you're saying this because I felt like you might be the skeptical, like, you're getting ripped. I think, based on the tax rebate as a homeowner, mm-hmm. I have the space. I qualify for it.
You have no obstructions.
I have no obstructions, no trees. I said, I don't want panels.
You have a new roof.
I said, I don't want panels on the front of my house.
Is your roof solar ready?
Yes, because I just got a new roof because we just redid our house. I don't want panels. Well, it wouldn't save me any money.
I'm just saying it would have been a good time to like have it all done at once.
Oh, so now you're going to correlate. You're going to get the solar company and my roofing company on the same page?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Oh, it's easy for a guy that doesn't do this. Awesome.
Oh, and you do?
No, you.
You're an expert.
You're going to coordinate a roofing
guy? I mean, you're talking to Solar Boy.
Oh, that's right. Solar Guy came to your house today.
He's been talking about it. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
He's been talking about it for the last 40 minutes.
I'm so sorry.
Guys.
Guys are already trying to replace Shannon.
Yeah, settle down now.
So, long story short.
Too late.
I thought about on a Throwback Thursday, because it is a Throwback Thursday, so it's an excuse to talk about old school crap. Our grandparents and parents lived in a world of door-to-door salesmen. That was a lot of people sold, vacuums, shower curtain rings. What movie, by the way? Shower curtain rings.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
There you go. That's why I like you. There's a reason I like you.
Is that it?
So
I told you Johnny Cash's life story came to mind as he went door to door.
Yeah, that was a world. So now when someone sells something door to door, my first instinct is scam. Meanwhile, we grew up, Covino brought it up in our pre-show meeting. Everyone on the East Coast knew someone that sold, what is it, Covino?
Cutco knives. And I'll tell you what, man.
Encyclopedias?
I remember, yeah. Funkin' Wagnalls, Britannica, you name it, right? But I remember seeing these little ads on the telephone pole, like, make $30,000 in the summer. And I'm like, really? $30,000? That was a lot to me back then.
In the summer?
In the summer? Let's go.
That was like annual salaries
and
back
then. And you tear off the little, right?
That's my annual salary now.
Call it up, and I went to some weird, like, meeting place. I wore an oversized suit, and I'm like, I'm here for my interview. I'm here to make $30,000. I'm like, you're in the right place. Come on in.
I'm off for 2 months, and I'm 16. Where's my 30 G's?
I'm in some crappy, like, wood-paneled office, and they have a bunch of idiots sitting there. And like, all right, guys, here's what you're going to do to make $30,000.
When the guy running things is wearing a short-sleeve button-down with a tie, and he's smoking Marlboro lights, you're not making 30 grand in a summer.
He's like, you're going to
sell. Was Leo the one leading the meeting?
Yeah.
When he looks like Better Call Saul when he's Jim... But he's in disguise.
He goes, you're going to sell Cutco knives. And it's basically like they do that demonstration, like, here's a penny. And then he cut it. And here's a work boot. And they're cutting it. Like, now you do that door to door. Everybody you know, and they'll tell a friend who tells a friend, and you're going to make all this money. And then there's always a catch, too, because then you have to buy all of the knives to sample it. And then you have to, like, bother your friends. And then we all had friends who, like, I had a friend who would always call and, like, try to change my parents' phone plan, right? We always had these like random door-to-door things that we did as kids, selling raffles for Little League.
Till this day.
It was just things that we did, but now we don't trust it.
In my old school high school circle of friends, people I still talk to, we still joke that my buddy Jeff sold knives to all of our parents because all of our parents were like, yeah, we'll buy knives from Jeff because he was the guy selling Cutco knives.
By the way, I never sold Cutco knives, but I remember other people doing it. I remember.
I have Cutco knives.
Yeah, and by the way, they have a great reputation, but that was the scheme back then, was to get kids to go door to door to sell them and sell them to everybody you knew.
But
let's go from the East Coast to the West Coast really quick.
Yeah.
Because my aunt living right down the street in Rialto, California, she had two side hustles. Tupperware parties.
Oh, they're huge.
And Avon ladies.
Avon
get-togethers.
I've been getting mosquito bites. You got any Skin So Soft on standby? Because I feel like Skin So Soft.
There's probably some in her garage.
Dude, Danny,
pampered,
so funny.
Pampered Chef.
Such a 80s scam. 1980s, I think, across the board memory for everybody. The Avon lady was at my parents' house so much. I thought that was my mom's friend. Like, I knew her. I'm like, hey, the Avon lady. They were there so often, you know, selling whatever nonsense they sold. So it is the culture in which we grew up in, Rich, which is odd that we don't trust it today.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, Kevin, who's on the updates, and Iowa Sam, younger dudes probably are clueless as to the world of door-to-door salespeople. That was a standard.
What reeled you in today to make the move, or, you know, are you going to pull the trigger on this?
I mean, you know, I did the background credit check and all that. Excuse me. I did all that, and they laid it out like, here's what your interest rate would be. Here's
no
if you
money
wanna,
down, you're going to finance it for like 25 years.
Yeah, it's like a 20 plus year finance if you want, or you could pay it all up front. And there's a like a roughly a $20,000 tax.
You will
break
save
out here.
Money over the long haul.
Yeah, and I think over the short haul too, because you know, let's just say, and these are eye rolling numbers, just because LA is expensive. Let's say my electric is like $400 to $500 a month.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, I could easily cut that in half, and I'm not trying to scam you. He goes, LADWP is just absurdly expensive. They have a monopoly out here. So, hey, if you're solar boy or girl, hit me up at Rich Davis and let me know if you think you are happy with your choice.
Are we really going to have to change the name of the show now, though, to Covino and Solar Boy?
I think that's official, yeah. Wow. So let's get into
how long till it's, like, paid off?
Like, I mean, depends how long you want it. It's like
when Ben is in college.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I could do it for 20, 30 years, 10 years. It depends, bud. I mean,
I'm so curious to hear more details.
All I'm saying is that we were on a throwback Thursday. We were so used to the idea of a door-to-door salesman.
Love how you're so futuristic now.
Yeah.
Solar Boy. What do you want?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to start wearing a silver suit.
Rich was so jealous that you and I had hybrid cars.
Was that it?
That he was like, I'm going to have to outdo these guys.
My whole house is going to be hybrid.
My whole house is going to be solar now.
So he did it. He goes, do you plan on having a hybrid car anytime soon? Because you may want to add one more panel.
Oh.
And you know what I did say? I said, I don't want any of these ugly panels on the front of my house.
But where does your sun face?
The rear of the house. That's where, you know, so it's like, I think I'm even going to avoid the eyesore of the panels.
Wow.
Well, so, hey, I mean, I know it's a very LA
solar
thought.
Boy.
I know solar's national, but I mean, like, out here it makes sense because it's sunny all the time.
It's sunny. Well, it hasn't been sunny recently, but it's sunny like 300 days a
year. Right, when you think about it, though, you know, as we throw it back, remember in Little League going door to door to sell raffles?
Yeah. I don't get
just
that
to
anymore.
Get a little jacket or something.
Some chocolate bars?
Yeah.
Wrapping paper?
No, but think about it, though. Like
wrapping paper.
I would be around the neighborhood doing it. We all would. Right now, I barely let my kid down the street. I don't let my kid outside.
You would sell the Little League stickers, That's what, at least where I was from. They would do the raffle, but in turn you'd give
50-50 next week.
And, you know, in turn they would get the Little League sticker that a lot of people put on their screen door, the Little League emblem.
Well, for us, if we sold enough raffles, you get one of those sweet Little League jackets or something, you know. So and, it always gave us incentive. But I would go door to door, much like everyone else listening. It just seems so foreign in today's world.
And the girls would do Girl Scout cookies now. I mean, you could say work smarter, not harder. A little girl sets up with her mom outside the supermarket, and they have like a square so they can swipe your credit card on their phone.
By the way, not even that.
You post it online on Facebook, and people just do it. You can order online now.
I just get links to the raffles and to donate and everything. So I know it still exists, just not the same way. So Rich had a sit down with the door-to-door sales guy
today. Yeah, and it felt weird the whole time. Again, I had my New York East Coast, like, is this a scam? Vibe was there the whole time. Like, I'm like, hey, let me get, what's your name again? I was like, what's your Instagram? I took a picture of his license plate. I'm like, yo, give me your business card. Like, I was pretty diligent as far as like making sure this guy was legit. But hey, we're in the future now.
Well,
Kevin,
we'll
Solar
keep
Boy.
You posted. We'll keep you posted. Rich's solar updates, Solar Boy and Covino
on Fox Sports.
So
Radio.
We got to talk about the game tonight, but first we're going to talk about Himi Buckets. He is him. He is I, and I is him. Himi Buckets has a playlist that he's super hyped about and is getting them all hyped to beat the Nuggets tonight. We're going to go over it and then go over to game one.
Oh, dude, a little preview of game one, which, by the way, I think, unless someone disagrees, I think the 9-point.
Yeah, 8.5 in some places.
Yeah, 8.5 or 9, I think is a little hefty. I think the Nuggets clearly. I believe they were 34-7 at home this year, and obviously they've been resting for a week and a half, but still almost double digits game one. So we will we'll break into that next, maybe make a couple bets for tonight. Mike hit us up in Cincinnati and said, within the last 10 years, someone came to his house and like selling windows. And he's like, are you for real? Like, really? Like it's the 2020s, you know?
Well, good luck with the solar options, Rich Davis, if you just joined us. Again, I'm Steve Covino. We're live in L.A., and we got to talk about it. We're extra chocked up, extra pumped right now because, man, it's the NBA Finals.
Yeah, buddy.
Got to be tuning in. And tonight, I think we'll get a good feel. Well, it's a feel-out game, right? But we'll get a good idea of whether or not the Heat could compete because the Nuggets just seem so dominant. Unbeatable with the fundamentals of Jokic. Can the heart and passion and just overall will of Jimmy Butler and the Heat compete? Well, he has a playlist to get him inspired.
If you want to analyze the game for a second, the Nuggets are dominant at home, right? So to steal a game one in Denver for Miami would be unbelievable. They're almost double-digit underdogs. And as most people say, until you lose at home, you're just sort of, you know, you're holding serve. I think the Miami Heat need to steal one in this series. I don't think they could go 0-2 down, you know, back to Miami. They need to split in Denver.
This is a really cool game one battle because you just gave their stats. How about the stats on the other side? The Miami Heat have won 6 in a row. So 6 game ones in a row. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I like that game plan. I always compare these things to fights. It's a battle, so it's a fight, right? In any boxing match, you steal the early round, you come out, you catch them sleeping, hit them hard in the beginning, and the Nuggets, if the Heat do that, Nuggets will be like, whoa, man, slow down. I didn't expect all that. Heat have to come out quick, come out strong, and make a statement. And I think that's the game plan with Jimmy, Himi, Butler, and the Heat.
And,
hit them quick.
Talk about success in the NBA. We love to talk about some of the legends of the game. I saw that graphic, Danny G, you sent me. Pat Riley, who's by the way,
insane.
I told you,
numbers.
He slicked his hair back for so many years that now he doesn't even need hair product. His hair just stays like that helmet. He's got the white pompadour slick back. This is his 19th NBA final. 3 as a player, 10 as a coach, 6 as an executive.
Yeah, I mean, the guy succeeded on every possible level. It's amazing.
And to watch his early come up when you watched...
Well, he won as a player, too.
Yeah, when you watched our HBO show, Winning Time.
Yeah, amazing. So it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a great watch. I'm super pumped about it. You know, we're all hoping that it's a competitive battle, right? We don't want to see some crazy blowout.
No.
But let's talk about the inspiration. We'll take your phone calls on the game, too, at 877-99 on Fox and at Covino and Rich. But what's going to get the Heat ready for this battle? What's going to get them in the mindset?
I mean, there's two things working to their advantage. They're playing with house money. I know Jimmy Butler and people don't want to say that because they're like, yeah, forget eight seed. We're in the NBA Finals. But they are. The pressure is on Denver to win. Denver's the odds-on favorite, right? And Denver has not played in a week and a half. So if there's anything about momentum, or you could say, well, they got fresh legs. They've been chilling. But Miami could be playing off the emotions of a game
seven.
Legs.
Yeah, they've been chilling a little too long.
Oil can.
Yeah.
Oil can. Yeah, maybe they're a little rusted up, Tin Man style. Who knows? But I'll tell you what could get Jimmy Butler amped up. He announced his playlist, and I want to go over those songs.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I know it'll take you a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app. Then, pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more.
Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. New customers could play $5, get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code CRSHOW, CRSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you got to check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. Let's quickly go over Jimmy Butler's playlist before we get to some old school game shows. So he said in a little pre-game, pre-series interview, He's going to listen to a few artists. Now, these are not artists that would get you fired up. We talked about this recently where Covino's like, you're into like Nine Inch Nails and you'd get fired up with Papa Roach or 90s rock or old school hip hop. Not Jimmy Butler.
I mean, everybody's different, right? Maybe he needs something to chill him out, I guess.
I feel I'm more of a Jimmy Butler type of guy. You may be.
Yeah, I always thought that. You and Jimmy Butler, same guy. I always thought that.
We like coffee?
Yeah, same guy.
We make great coffee. We're winners.
I've had your coffee.
I'm just saying, like, I'm the type of guy that gets in the zone by listening to chill stuff. You're the type of guy that gets in the zone by getting all fired up. Like, you want to hear some hard rock or some, like,
some Rage Against the Machine,
man. You want Rage or you want, like, Biggie or you want, like, some
old school hip hop. Yeah.
I was Sam. He wants to hear, who do you got first? Because Jimmy Butler said he is down with Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, and the one song.
Is he down with the sickness? Because I want to hear some Disturb.
Well, he wants to hear Luke Combs, maybe Fast Car, his little remake of the Tracy Chapman classic.
Well, when you're watching the game tonight, and let's say the Heat are trailing, I'm thinking it's because he was listening to this. But if it works, then it works. It's a great song.
It's a very soulful cover.
Yeah, it's a great cover.
You know what this is good for? Folding laundry on a Sunday afternoon. Not getting ready for game one in the NBA Finals. But, hey, if it works for Jimmy Butler, man, then God bless him.
Yo, hit me up with some Morgan Wallen because he wants Morgan Wallen to. Maybe last night that he's listening to Morgan Wallen's hits or what?
How many hits does he have? I don't know much about Morgan Wallen.
He's on a 6-week voice rest, by the way, Morgan Wallen.
Really?
Had to cancel a whole bunch of shows.
Oh, wow.
Get better, dude.
So this is like also not hype up music for a guy like Steve Covino.
I mean, it sounds nice. Sounds good. Doesn't sound like hype up music, but hey, I'm not in the NBA, so it works for this guy.
The one song that Jimmy said will be his game time hype up music is so slow paced. Iowa Sam, Dermot Kennedy outnumbered. This is a song that is a beautiful song, but to think that Jimmy Butler going against Jokic, Murray, these beasts in Denver.
Oh, I'm sorry. The guy's name is Dermot. Dermot?
And this song is played on like soft rock stations, Rich?
What are you doing, Iowa Sam? There's like three things playing at once.
He's got his turntables all mixed up.
There he goes.
There he goes.
Sorry about that. There's some moving pieces here.
I think his needle skipped.
It's Dermot, like Dermot the dog, like Kermit the frog, but Dermot the dog.
Dermot Mulroney?
Dermot, like Kermit.
I'll add it to the list of things not to name my future son. Sounds like a good song, though.
But not for a hype up. Game one.
Hey, we'll see if it works or if it doesn't tonight.
There's a certain...
What we gonna do right here is go back. Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits.
Yeah.
And 50 after. CNR give you the time capsule topic, and we reminisce together.
Yeah.
And we reminisce.
Know what I love? Reminiscing on a Throwback Thursday. And I love when who's ever running the board gets a little flustered because I could tell they got the nervous farts.
I've been there.
Iowa Sam's like, oh!
Happens to the best of us.
Iowa Sam's sweating from his brow.
It's all good.
It's like juggling 6 plates at once.
I don't care.
He's like,
about
you just sit
Sam
there and
juggling.
Talk. Fun. I ran,
you don't do anything.
I ran my own board for the first 15 years of my career. I know how to do it. But Iowa Sam's good. Let's go old school on a Thursday.
Back on track now.
Well, Fox Sports Radio Nation, put your thinking caps on. Throw it back to when you were playing hooky, calling out of school. That's when I watched most of my game shows.
There were nighttime game shows, too.
There was nighttime game shows. Today is National Game Show Day. And as we threw it back earlier about the door-to-door sales guy, I feel like it's a different world we live in, Kadeem Hardison style.
It's a different world.
Like, our whole family got together to watch the game show. Like, it just seemed like there was so many game shows on all the time. Now, I just don't see them. Maybe I'm busier. Maybe I'm just not living that life. I don't see them as often as I used to, but it's fun to look back. And we're going to go around the room and talk about our top four. Our top four favorite game shows.
All right, well, let's start with the guy who, I mean, he runs the place.
Yeah!
No, okay, let's be clear. I do not, in fact, run this place.
Thank you for taking a break from running this place.
Thank you.
That was my first impression.
No problem.
So, Mike, you have a reputation around here because you were on Supermarket Sweep.
That is, in fact, correct. Yes.
amazing.
And I got hosed by the Cracker Jacks. I don't want to go into the story, but if you go back and watch the episode, you'll see. I got hosed.
So hosed Mike was on
is
one
that
of
some
our
sort of 80s phrase.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Supermarket Sweep was definitely one that if it was on, I kept it on and watched the whole thing because there was a strategy involved.
Oh yeah,
right?
There was all kinds of strategy involved. And by the way, 3 minutes of shopping at full speed is hard, man.
You gotta go for the meats and cheeses.
Everyone thinks they can do it, man. Right. Everyone watches shows like that. Like, dude, go for the steaks. I can do that.
Yeah.
But you were there, and I guess you felt that pressure.
Oh, and I felt winded after I did it. I mean, I couldn't breathe, man. I was going to pass out right there on stage.
Mike, the one commonality, because we're going to get to Spot, who's been on what game show?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
So, yeah, we have actual contestants here in the studio.
So, I think the one commonality would be, once you're on that stage and on that set, like, the nerves, even if you're a calm, cool guy and you're used to the entertainment business, still, there's a sense of like, ooh.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I never Spot... we'll get to this more after. I know we got a break in a minute, but like everyone, when you're watching Millionaire,
don't get me
everyone
started.
Gets all mad. Like, why are they using a lifeline? And then Spot very quickly was like, "Oh, use a lifeline."
It's high pressure.
Yeah. And I'll back you up because Rich and I were actually on a game show. We won $10,000. I'll tell you the story, but I'll also tell you how nervous I was.
All that next right here. Fox Sports Radio. Covino and Rich on a Throwback Thursday. Hang tight.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Again, we have Mike the Bear hanging out with us. Mike, who runs this place, who was on a game show. He was on Supermarket Sweep.
Never heard of him.
Now, check this out.
Mike?
On Thursdays, we throw it back, old school and 50 hits. And today, being National Game Show Day, we're going over our favorite game shows growing up. I used to love Supermarket Sweep, man. So is it in your top four?
What's that?
Is it in your top four?
It is absolutely in my top four, but... not number one.
Okay, now, right, before you get to your top four, Mike, we'll go around the room. I have to ask, because I think a lot of people are like, how the hell do you get on Supermarket Sweep? Because there was no online applications back when you were on the show.
Yeah, so it was actually my roommate who was, she dealt with the whole thing. I just got roped into it later.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, because of the Rodney King riots, that's why I ended up on Supermarket Sweep. Very strange, but they were scheduled
well,
to
thank
audition.
God for civil unrest, right, Mike?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Sure it wasn't like a dragnet sweep?
Yeah, no, so the original audition got canceled because of the Rodney King riots. And then her roommate was unable to attend the makeup audition, so I got dragged into it with my roommate, and the rest is history.
And I got to say, amazing on a personal note, we always talk about Mike that runs this place. On this game show, they wore these big giant name tags, you know, like The Price is Right. Everybody wears their name tags.
You're going to go there?
On your name tag, it says Bear.
It does say Bear.
It says Bear. Bear. And you see Mike with a mustache, and he's like so 90s out, like with his Levi 550s.
Bro, this was
on.
Literally 30 years ago.
Yeah, I know, dude, but it's so great to see you like in that zone, you know? With your 90s look and everything is so great. And it's on YouTube, which is fantastic. So it lives there. Let's start with Mike.
Yeah,
being
top
that
four.
He's been on a game show, one that we all had fun watching growing up. Top four, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to, I got to give an honorable mention actually to The Price is Right, just because that's the Mac Daddy, old school.
Still going.
Didn't make my personal top four.
Thank you for recognizing the king, though.
Yeah, for sure. Number four, I'm going to go with Press Your Luck. No whammies, no whammies.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that's number four. Number three.
Wait, hold on. You ever see the documentary about the dude that studied the patterns?
Yes. And he
ended fantastic.
Up,
it's wild.
Just drained them of all their money.
Did you know that, Danny? There was a guy. You know how it's like, bip, bip, boop, bip, boop, boop,
bip,
he studied the patterns, and he knew when to
what
play
a freak.
It.
Boop,
it's a documentary on
think about it, Danny. If it's the 70s or 80s, their computer programs couldn't be that complex.
Right. Yeah.
So it
that's
was
how
very,
kids early on studied video games.
For real.
And won championships.
He did it and he won. He scammed everybody. All right, so Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck. Number three would be Jeopardy, of course. I mean,
so
I
good, yeah.
Classic. You can't get away from Jeopardy. That leads us, of course, to number two then, which would, in fact, be Supermarket Sweep.
Nice.
Okay. Just great. And then...
Before your number one...
Okay.
Iowa Sam asked if we could use some... some game show music.
Yeah, what is he playing? I wasn't gonna say anything, but is this a circus?
I feel like I'm like at some weird like on some weird boat in Mississippi.
Yeah. Is this vaudeville?
This is the Gong Show theme song.
Oh, okay.
So come on, you guys. Where are you guys at?
Wow, way before our times.
Gong vaudeville. Show, game show.
Okay. That's a good one.
Find some millionaire music.
I'm waiting for Chuck Barris to walk by.
I know. We had Chuck Barris on our show years ago.
Oh, yeah?
True story, yeah.
I hear he's a loon.
Talked about him being a sniper or something back in the day.
Dang.
Yeah, supposedly,
I'm curious to
allegedly.
Hear Mike's number one because he didn't pick his own game show.
Yeah, let's go.
I did not. Number one, Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. You guys may not have heard of this, but it is the Japanese precursor to the show Wipeout.
Oh,
it's
the original. Wait, is this when
they dress up as like crazy, like sci-fi characters, and people got seriously jacked up and hurt on that show?
Like,
it was awesome.
No, I'm picturing those game shows where it's like Asian people going up a slippery jelly slide.
That's it.
That's the one.
Yeah,
like
I love that. That. Clip.
No, that's
and they
all
fall
absolutely.
Into each other. I love that clip.
Right. Yeah, run across the lake with the stones, and then some of them just disappear when you step on them, and down you go and slam into something nice and hard and painful. Oh,
I thought that
awesome.
Was called Takeshi's Castle.
No. Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
All right. Well, hey, National Game Show Day. Do you mind if I go?
Go.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Rich's
a shout
top
out,
four.
A shout out, like you said, honorable mention, because I don't think anyone's going to put The Price is Right in their top four. Maybe they will.
Song is triggering.
It's just an honorable mention. I went to the set of The Price is Right. A quick fun story. I didn't get called, but I was talking to this dude sitting behind me. Super flamboyant guy. Hey, it's Pride Month. Super flamboyant dude sitting right behind me. And he was like, I hope I get picked. This guy gets picked. I jump up as if I'm friends with him, and I hug him and start jumping with him.
Just for the TV time.
Just for the TV. I was like, I'm going to get TV time. So this guy gets picked. And it looks like I'm his best pal on the show. So Price is Right. If you ever get a chance to go to the studio audience, like if you visit Los Angeles,
you'll
a
make
lot of
new
fun.
Friends.
It's a lot of fun. All right, top four. Mike, since you said Press Your Luck, I'm going to leave that out. One of my favorites. But I'm going to say number four, Love Connection with Chuck Woolery.
Ooh, nice.
That was like old school hilarious like dating show back in the day.
You're back in two and two.
Is Nard Sharks on your list?
Card Sharks
is
not. So Love Connection, number four.
Okay.
I'm going to go number three,
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, that's a good one.
Do it, rockapella.
I was going to give that an honorable mention because, like, a kids' game shows were their whole other world.
Yes. You got to include them.
Like, Double Dare.
I'm thinking of the ones that.
Oh, that's on my list.
Okay. Yeah, way to go, Spot.
Yeah, way to ruin it. That was on
my
list, too.
Spot.
Sorry. They're kids' shows.
Number two.
Yeah.
I was Spot's phone a friend, I was his plus one. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire just set the tone for the new generation of game shows.
Loved it.
Millionaire's great. Regis, rest in peace. My number one favorite game show.
Number one.
Probably because we hung out with a lot of the girls that held the suitcases.
Oh.
And I had some good memories of those days.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad watches this show all the time. And you know what? I started watching it with him when I would visit my dad. The Greedy Fools. On Deal or No Deal. They'll be like, Howie will say, like, do you want to take the $380,000? And they're like, I want to keep playing. Like, morons.
I really did have its moment, and those girls were hot.
So Deal or No Deal was my favorite game show.
That's a good one. I'll make mine quick. Loved Press Your Luck. Look, I was a kid when this originally aired, so when the Whammy came on, that made my day. Mm-hmm. I didn't care about this guy losing big bucks. Whammy came on, he sang a song. He did a Boy George song.
To be a Whammy.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved the Whammy. I thought it was fantastic. I love Press Your Luck. I was going to say Double Dare, but since Spot already blew
it,
I'm going to say that's my honorable mention. I'm going to throw Newlywed Game in there. Newlywed Game. I thought it was so underrated. I love the making Whoopi references that they threw out there all the time. I always thought that was funny. The Price is Right is on my list, man. Anytime I called out sick, I just associated that with like calling out sick and not having to go to school. Got to watch The Price is Right. That's on my list.
What was the one Price is Right game you'd want to play? Is everyone's answer Plinko?
Yeah. And I always wanted to spin the wheel.
No. I'm putting.
You're putting? Oh, that's a good one.
I like that guy yodeling up the hill.
Yeah, I love that. But always wanted to spin that big giant wheel, man. Yeah. One day, we got to make it happen. And I'm thinking outside the box.
Big Mike, did you ever see the video of the woman who never picked up a golf club in her life and she just swung it, hit off like multiple things into the hole.
No,
and
I did not.
She won a car.
Nice.
Very Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
And now, number one.
My number one, outside the box, you're going to say it's not a game show. I'm going to say, yes, it is. There's a new documentary out on it right now, 30 for 30. American Gladiators, dude.
Game show.
That's a game show, right?
100%.
What kid growing up in our era watched that show and didn't want to be on that show?
It's a competition game show.
You love it. Dude, I wanted to be like Nitro. That's why I'm so ripped today.
It's weird. Covino, Danny Jan, I don't know if you know, he had a poster of Malibu on his wall.
Yes, it's true. Yes, big fan. American Gladiators made my top list.
Respect.
Spot.
May I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
At number four, Hollywood Squares.
That's a good one.
I love the strategy of Hollywood
Squares.
Plus,
you were a huge John Davidson fan.
Huge John Davidson fan.
Jim J. Bullock
in the center square.
Alpha.
Shadow Stevens.
Josh Ogabor.
Paul Lynde. Wasn't
a lot of great celebrity cameos. Yeah. Love that show. Number three, Press Your Luck. Loved Press Your Luck. Much like you growing up on that. No whammies. Number three, $25,000 Pyramid or any iteration
great
of the
game.
Pyramids.
Yeah.
Dick Clark, rest in peace.
Good
always
one.
Great. And number one, no one said it yet, Family Feud.
Oh, it's on mine.
I love Family Feud.
Yeah. But now you got what Family Feud? Steve Harvey Ray Combs?
I love the old, I used to watch the old ones, the Richard Dawson ones, but yeah, Ray Combs was my era.
Yeah.
So, loved it.
I can't watch Richard Dawson anymore after Running Man. No more.
Give a quick shout out to Mark Summers with the obstacle courses and slime.
Yes.
Guys mentioned Double Dare.
Did you ever see the clip of Burt Reynolds smacking Mark Summers
in the face?
No.
Oh, man. You got to watch it. It's so uncomfortable and awkward.
Didn't he know he threw water on him?
Threw water. But you can picture Burt Reynolds smacking him, right?
Yeah.
It's so awkward, dude. Look it up. Later on, do the bowl scroll, go to YouTube, and look up Mark Summers,
I'm gonna check
Burt
that
Reynolds.
Out. All right, that was an honorary mention, along with The Godfather. We can't do this segment without pointing out Jeopardy.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Alex Trebek.
So good.
Here's my top four. Bob Eubanks with The Newlywed Game.
Yeah. We had the same one.
A little kid, but I'm like, man, it sounds interesting to be married. What's with all these married people?
What's with all this whoopee people are making?
Number three, Password.
Oh, good one.
I love 2008's version with Regis. It was the $1 million password.
Yeah, I loved that show.
Number two, Family Feud, and I wrote down Ray Combs, R.I.P.
Yeah, wow. He was the guy.
Yep. And number one for me, you got to understand my grandmother, she was a Bible thumper a little bit, straight, strong Christian lady raising all these kids. but she would always like let it out that she wanted to sleep with Bob Barker, which was really strange.
Wow.
Yeah. And her dream was to go on and be a contestant, get a kiss and the money out of his pocket.
Nice.
There you go.
So because of that, The Price is Right has to be number one.
Showcase
on my
showdown.
Yeah. Man.
I wanted to spin that wheel too. It looked
Hell
so
yeah.
cool.
Someday. Anyone else want to add? Sam, you got any? Elijah, are we leaving any out?
Did you guys mention What Would You Do? I don't know if you did.
No.
That was another Mark Summers show. By the way, I got to correct you, Mike, here. So you said a most extreme elimination challenge, right?
Yes.
So that actually was based on the footage from Japan called Takeshi's Castle. So what they did is they dubbed over it. It was on Spike TV.
Right. No, that the show that you're talking about was an actual show.
Right, Takeshi's Castle from Japan.
Right, and then they spliced in the game show with it.
Oh, okay.
And
so
the game show was called Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Why don't you guys joust right now?
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge right here.
Like you're both late for your Dungeons and Dragons meeting.
Because this is very important and compelling radio.
I was going to say. Go to Wikipedia, read all about it.
This is...
Joust it out, man.
Yeah.
Compelling. MXC was a great show, so, you know, Takeshi's Castle. Yeah.
Okay.
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Two
things, Sam. I don't think anyone cared. And number two, the
fact that you stepped up to Mike, who runs this place, might get fired after the show.
Listen, I work for the Department of Corrections here. I have to step in.
I know.
There's really anything being corrected. I'm just saying, you know.
All right, well, hey, thank you guys for playing along.
We'll talk later, Sam.
Hey, I do want to throw this out there, though, you know, because we have no other time to really brag about this. But Rich and I were on a game show together called Tracks, and Bow Wow was the host. Christina Aguilera came out and performed on it.
It's sort of embarrassing, to be honest.
It was one episode, and it aired on either USA or Spike. I forget, but it was called Tracks. It later turned into like a different variation of like Beat the Shazam with Jamie Foxx. But we won $10,000 on guessing the track and guessing the song. They would play one track at a time. Like, here's the bass line, and now we're going to add the guitar until you got it right. And I'll tell you what, man. I'm a big music fan, as you guys know. I was so... like under the pressure of the lights, like I couldn't even think straight.
Yeah.
So I give Rich a lot of credit because it got us $10,000. But man, it was nerve wracking. So Spot being on Millionaire and you, Mike, being on Supermarket Sweep, I the pressure's real when you're on that stuff.
There's a funny clip that our old school Kavino and Rich listeners from the SiriusXM days will remember this. When you go to a game show, they tell you, you know, bring wardrobe choices. Right, so you don't just show up like wearing a t-shirt. They're like, bring a couple button-down shirts, bring a couple sweaters, bring some jeans or pants. Because then whoever's there, they'll be like, all right, you guys are facing this team, and you know, so you wear blue. I wore a men's XL button-down shirt that I was swimming in, and these guys made fun of me.
So funny because these clips live online.
It was massive. Yo, it looked like I was wearing my dad's shirt. A tablecloth. It really did. I was like, I just took a stack of button-downs from my closet to bring them in. They're like,
double XL.
It was like an H&M double XL light blue button-down, and I look like a damn fool on television.
Hilarious,
man. Hey, game show day, national game show day, whatever your favorite is, hit us up at Covino and Rich if we forgot any. Well, hey, guys, have a great Throwback Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We just ran out of time. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.